We do have Maulana Ashraf Tokhnut on the line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakumullah khairan for joining us this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh,
Maulana. Ma, the book, or rather the books that we look at this morning on the book review program, the books that are written by Maulana Muhammad Karolia, The Shoreless Oceans and In the Shade of Knowledge.
Yes, Maulana, the first book, In the Shade of Knowledge, it's a merger of two books, the one that we did review some time ago, The Shade of Knowledge, and another publication by Maulana, Gardens of Knowledge. So Gardens of Knowledge we did not review yet on Radio Islam. In the meanwhile, these two books were published as one publication then with the title In the Shade of Knowledge. And there's another book, like you say, In the Shoreless Ocean. This is also an adaptation of Maulana's bayans given at various masajid and other articles that he's now compiled together. And perhaps we can say something about these books together. We can review these books together. They are available from Maulana's blog, Maulana Muhammad Karolia's blog, and they are available for free download from there. These are mainly adaptations, I think, from some of his talks. We know that the talk itself, the bayan or the Jummah talk, is not only an important means to deliver a message. It is in fact much more than that. When the khatib chooses a topic, he carefully thinks out about the topic and he tries to make it topical and relevant. And it reflects the khatib's or the lecturer's understanding of an analysis of his own community and their needs. And something about the people that he's speaking to. When the lecturer uses an ayah from the Quran to explain, he will refer to the traditional tafsirs and the expositions of the verse. But also, in a sense, he provides a new tafsir for the verse when he makes it relevant to the audience that he is addressing. Because he will always try to show them the way in which the ayah or the hadith addresses their particular situation for the here and the now. So every talk, every Jummah khutbah or any other bayan is in reality a recital or re-recital of the verses or retelling of the hadith for a new purpose that the speaker has in mind. And the speaker, the lecturer, the khatib or the da'i has carefully sought out then the way in which the audience should apply the teaching of Deen al-Islam to their lives. So it is therefore a good idea, Maulana, that these spoken words are in some way reduced to writing. Then this has been done very well here by Maulana Muhammad Karolia, who very meticulously in these two collections has turned some of his talks into articles and added some useful information to them. This is a very popular way of writing books, in other words, sermons or previously, oral discourses are sometimes collected into a single volume, and we've seen some of these books appearing now from time to time. What makes this collection unique and worth reading is the careful way in which Maulana Muhammad Karolia has incorporated the Quran, the Hadith, fiqh rulings, various inspiring stories and anecdotes from the life of the Sahaba and the pious, and also using authentic commentaries, at times referring to other collections and other records of sermons and books written in Arabic and in Urdu, some of the classical works from the Torah by people who have provided theological reflection on important topics. Maulana incorporates Arabic poetry as well and other relevant information into his articles. So the articles really are a store of information of various types. And they're all well referenced, allowing the reader to always go back to the original sources should they wish to do so. They also have subheadings, which make for easier reading, Maulana. The articles are never long. Nevertheless, they're captivating. The topics themselves are very captivating. Take, for example, the topic titled Your Ears or Your Eyes. One is drawn towards such topic, which really broaches the question of whether the faculty of sight or the faculty of hearing is superior. Another title, Lights on Noor, is a reflection when the author himself had to prepare for his talk when there were no lights. And this is something that, you know, a lot of us can actually relate to in these times of load shedding ourselves. A topic like strangers, you know, he deals with three types of strangers that can be identified in the Quran and the Hadith. So really a range of topics really worth it and worth looking at and reading. The first collection then, In the Shade of Knowledge, Maulana, is about, there are 18 articles there, written mostly from the period 2007 to 2010, and they cover a range of topics. The author is never shy to, you know, discuss more difficult topics. He doesn't shy away from topics such as Karbala, or topics that are perhaps, sometimes contentious. And he deals with these in a very academic way, as Maulana is well known to do. In the second collection, In the Shoreless Ocean, subtitled An Anthology of Articles Covering a Variety of Islamic Topics, this is a collection dating from 2012 to about 2016, and they cover articles written during this period. There are about 22 topics dealt with here. Also, again, a vast range of topics, such as the abuse of alcohol, haya, modesty, respect for parents, dhikr, the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Maulana is able to deal with and provide these sometimes old topics in a very fresh way and a new way. This collection is about 181 pages long. So they are quite substantial collections, and I think reflect some of Maulana's thinking and thought, and also his hard work and dedication that he puts into some of his research, Maulana.
The books, as you had mentioned, that they are available online. Is there hard copies available of the books as well?
Maulana, there are a limited amount of hard copies available from the author himself, but the idea now is to, I think the author wants us to download these as PDFs from his site. We know Maulana Muhammad Karolia is a talented alim. He's a scholar and a researcher, and he has published a number of books, which is now made available on his site. He's published books for ulama students. In fact, there are notes and study guides on linguistics, on stylistics, on Islamic jurisprudence and hadith studies. And besides these, there are books on a range of topics. Maulana is well known to, I think, our Radio Islam community also. He's a narrator. He has a distinctive style in his oration, and he has presented on Radio Islam, we know, for a number of years as well. In 1995, Maulana joined Jamia Mahmoudia as a lecturer there, and he's also a lecturer at Madrasa Sadiqin. So all in all, Maulana, there are these books available as a PDF now, and perhaps some people are quite comfortable to read it as PDFs, Maulana.
Anything else, Ma, would like to add on about the books?
Yes, so there are a number of books for download on Maulana's site. There are about 14 books on various topics, and then there are 4 books on tafsir of various surahs of the Quran Kareem. There are a number of articles, some of which are included in these 2 volumes. There's also a collection of Maulana's poetry that he has composed over the years, and also his audios whatever he delivers in terms of his khutbas and his lead bayans are also available on his site. And that site, again, Maulana, is Maulana Karolia, Moulana Karolia, Karolia, .wordpress.com. If we search just Maulana Karolia, it should come up with the WordPress address, and they are all available there on that on the site for free download. Maulana, I think many of our listeners do read books on. I know many of them would like to have the hard copies. Many of us like to have hard copies in front of us, but there are an increasing number of people who read the PDFs, and we hope that they will take the trouble to download these two collections, certainly, and other books that are available on this very useful site for them.
Jazakallah khairan, Ma'am, for joining us this morning on the program, and inshallah, we hope to speak to you in the near future as well.
Inshallah, Ma'am. Just to repeat that the two books that you are looking for, the one is In the Shade of Knowledge, and the other one is In the Shoreless Ocean, and they are available from this website, maulanakarolia.wordpress.com.
Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Maulana Ashraf Taqat with this week's book review program. And as he mentioned, that the two books, In the Shoreless Ocean and In the Shade of Knowledge, these books are available on the website maulanakarolia.wordpress.com. That is MOULANAKAROLIA. If you just type that out in Google, just that Maulana Karolia, you'll find that it will come up there. And then you just click on it there. On that website, you'll find some of the lectures of Maulana as well, the Juma lectures, and the books as well available there. You could read it online as a scroll through it there, or you could download the PDF of the book and then read it at whenever you would like to, whether you read it on your phone or your tablet, or if you really want a hard copy, someone can even print it, but it's quite a few pages, and then read it that way. 25 minutes past the hour of 9.